Hi, everyone. Well, this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Today is the Healing Highway, and the date today is the 19th of February, 2018. So let's clear the date for everybody. Get you off of those past timelines of this particular date throughout your life, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that went by pretty smoothly. Kind of interesting being a 19th to do that, because normally, you know, the real hard days where the powers to be will say, like the days, you know, 19, 20, 21, 22. So nothing really was that significant. Maybe all the timelines are gone from the past. Who knows? But let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, bringing you peace energy. And if you have a situation happening in your life or something that stumbled upon you, you probably wouldn't want to stumble upon it, so it found you. Let's release that situation. And here we go. So I better count to 20 for this one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There we go. Okay, everybody, let's bring our co-host on, and we'll see what kind of show we have today. Hopefully it's very informative for everybody. Remember, we get the information from you, and you're actually, as you send us information on CLS questions, we address those as much as we can if they're appropriate for the show. And we, you're actually being co-creative with us by giving us your questions and testimonials so we can have a show with you. So, Anne, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Ron. Welcome, and welcome everyone listening. This is the Monday BBS show, and we do have some lovely testimonials to read today. There's been a lot going on recently in healing. It's been just wonderful. And we thank you, Ron, for being here. It's a Creation Lightship Healing Show, in case someone's brand new. This is Ron Amatron speaking, and who's been speaking. And his website is creationlightship.com. And if you have not been there yet, it's wonderful. There's a lot of information about healings and about Ron and source energy, which is what you get connected to when you connect to Creation Lightship. And it's where you were created, and it's where all good things and healing and clearing things come from. And Ron, I wanted to say, please continue to send us your messages to clsquestions@yahoo.com or on the BBS radio page. There's a link for messages for the Weebly account, the CLS Fast Chat Weebly account, and we'll get those into the email box as well. And I wanted to ask you something about the date, Ron. That is very interesting that today felt a little clear. And we have talked a lot in the past about one of your wonderful clearings is called the natal barcode. And when someone purchases that clearing, they clear everything on there, like their name, their maiden name, their middle name, their date of their birth, and you definitely suggest a lot of anything that's a number, like a license plate, driver's license. There's so many things you can clear on there. But one of them is the date, and many people clear the date every day. And just recently, a listener wrote in and said, when I clear the date, should I put the year? And so I wanted to ask you about that because, let's say, you know, whatever is today's date, 2/19/2018, and I also write it out in words. But here's my question. What if you just did put the date without the year? Mightn't that clear even more because now you're doing all those dates from the past, too?
Well,
I never thought
no.
to do it that way.
Yeah, yes and no. Remember, that's your tracking number. So think of that as a barcode on you. Or just think of buying something in the store, right? And the store or a clerk, cashier scans the barcode, right? So if you only have part of the barcode that's being scanned, then what does that mean? It means that all the information may not be there, or maybe things are added to the barcode as time progresses. So I would probably do it both ways myself, I think, because, you know, you don't know what's hidden there. You know, sometimes they have, I think, like a VIN number of a car. I think some of those letters and numbers will indicate the color of the car, I believe. Somebody maybe out there who knows more about this than I do. Maybe you're a car dealer and you're listening to me and you go, oh, well, Ron's got part of that right, you know. But it may give the origin of when the car is made, maybe, or the factory that it's made out of, or the car color, maybe other things dealing with that car. And I think when you just want to do a search on the car, all they want is like the last maybe 6 or 8 digits. And then everything else is maybe dealing with the actual manufacturing of the vehicle. So just think of that as you. So, you know, you if you had a bad time 5 years ago, we'll say, then you may want to put, you know, to keep that energy from being copy and pasted into this year, which is 2018, you may want to go back 5 years and write down 2013 to get rid of that timeline that's being copy and pasted on you. So remember, this is how they track you. Now, as you were talking initially, what came to me is maybe you just got a new job and you have a, you know, on your, I don't know if they still have these or not, but, you know, a lot of times you have a time card. They may be obsolete now, but I remember I had that where I worked once, and you had your name on the top, and it probably had a number associated with your name, which they were using, you know, to keep track of you when you came in as far as time that you went to work and left. So if you have an employee ID number, which most people probably have, you want to use that also. All these numbers are attached to you, or even letters, so you want to definitely do that. You know, just clear these things out. Maybe you work for the government and you're listening right now, and you have some type of security code. Well, what does that mean, and, you know, to you? Well, you're being tracked by the aliens from the security code, so find out what that is and, you know, indicate that number or whatever is there also, or letters. So that's how you use the natal barcode, because all that was typically put in place initially when you're born, and then as you move through life and you get older, you have more situations happening. You move from house to house, we'll say, or you get a different car. Well, is that old car still attached to you with that license plate? Yeah, more than likely it would be, because they were using it back then. And maybe another owner has the vehicle that you had, and situations with that vehicle could be being attached to you, especially like flat tires and wrecks and things, because you still have your interest in that vehicle. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Wow, thank you very much. That's really helpful. There are just so many ways to use that natal barcode. It's such a great healing. I really highly recommend it. And you don't, it's such a real example of what you say all the time, like you don't know what you don't know. Just clear any number that you've ever had attached to you in your life, and you'll start to feel lighter and freer. And you may not know why exactly or what those numbers were doing to you, but you'll feel it when they're gone.
Yeah, and I will say something, being in California here, I'm now seeing, in the old days, they used to have a black license plate with I don't know what color it is. I'll just say it's like yellow, possibly, with the yellow numbers and letters. Well, I'm now seeing that happening. So I don't know what that means. Because they used to be white with the different colors. So are they going back to the past?
You have to pay for that, Ron. One of my neighbors told me, I think it's like $90 or something. Like when you get your just a regular plate, it's you know, some standard fee, I don't know, or whatever. When you register the car, you get it or something. And but that you pay extra for, and people just apparently they put out designs, and that was overwhelmingly voted for, and everybody wanted it. And now it's true, you see a lot of it. I don't know. Do you think that's sort of a bad thing? Oop, are you there, Ron? Oop, I hope we didn't lose Ron. Okay. Somebody wrote in. I'll just talk a little till we wait for Ron. Someone didn't quite understand my question about...
Okay. I'm back here.
It's okay. I was talking. Someone said they didn't quite understand my natal barcode question. My question was, what would it be? Would it work? Ron answered it, but would it work to just put the day and day of the week without putting the year, so you clear all the years? And Ron kind of said yes and no.
No, it's not going to clear. No, it won't clear the years because you have to specify the year. Remember, you don't ask, you don't get. So I'll always think of that. You know.
So you can't say clear every February 19th. Like if you just put in February 19th, you can't clear. That won't clear all the February 19ths of your life. That was my question.
Yeah, you know, no, it won't. And are you living here on this planet? You know. It might clear every February, you know, say 19th elsewhere, and you might be living on other planets out there being a multidimensional being, and maybe they don't have the year 2018, so it would clear that, which you don't even know anything about. But you got to be specific on what you want to have cleared. Like I said, you don't ask, you don't get, so you need to definitely instruct the clearing that you're using for what you want to have the end result to be.
Right, and the more
everything is in the present moment, and you can't deviate from that. So if you think you're going to clear something like last year, you just can't think it. It has to be put down, you know, text. It has to be written, you know, piped in to what you want to have cleared. Otherwise, you're in mind energy, and that's the reason why you're trapped here. So it's not going to work. Why does it move in mind energy? It doesn't even know what it is. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And if you're, again, a new listener or hadn't heard, on this past Saturday, Ron did a skeleton rejuvenation special healing call. That was wonderful, and we have some testimonials about that. But I guess almost more importantly, next Saturday, Ron will be doing another one where he's going to work on our joints, tendons, cartilage. I think I'm leaving something out there, Ron, but the things that join our bones together.
Yeah,
Saturday was more focused on the bones.
Yeah, so we got ligaments, cartilage, tendons.
Okay. And someone wrote in, hi, I didn't get to hear the skeleton bone call on Saturday, which I purchased, but I got a wonderful healing on my neck and shoulders. Movability was immensely improved. So that's wonderful. And somebody else wrote in to say, thank you for letting us be absentee for all your calls. My work schedule varies, and I sometimes cannot make the calls on the weekend. So, and that's true. Most of the time, it's pretty rare that you have said this in the past, Ron, where you don't want people to be absentee, but that's very rare. So in general, most of the calls you're welcome to be on as a registered absentee person, and of course you get all the healings.
And the way to look at it, when you pay for the clearing, you are absentee at that point. Now it's up to you if you want to join the call or not live. So that's the way the clearings work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have another testimonial about the Saturday call. This was a subtle call for me and seemed to take some time for my body to adjust, maybe because it is the body's structure. Anyway, I feel lighter, with greater ease of movement and less pain in my lower back. It felt like the call cleared some dense blockages, which prevented me from moving and breathing more freely. I felt like there was more space throughout my entire body, and my footsteps felt lighter and more graceful. I also slept very well after the call and was able to stay asleep longer. Bravo for these calls. I always initially doubt their effectiveness after doing so many clearings, but there's always another layer to go. This one felt like very in-depth healing, and I'm looking forward to participating in the second one on the 24th. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and I was thinking today, too, as the show was starting, I thought, oh, I bet we're going to hear from more people because it's going to be working in their bodies. Like, it doesn't necessarily, you know, it happens instantly, as you always say, but you don't necessarily feel it instantly. So on Saturday night, you, on the show, which was so nice, after the healing call, I don't know if you recall this, Ron, but you gave us all air cushions under our feet and put braces on our bodies. So someone wrote in about that. Huge fan of the air cushions and energy braces. Thanks so much, Ron. They were very much needed after that healing on the Saturday call. So that's great. Also, Ron, we talked on Saturday that maybe the magnetic and twisted body clearing might benefit people to help them integrate that healing more into their bodies. Actually, maybe you want to talk about that a bit, about the fact that the healings are instant, but that sometimes the densities of Earth and our bodies personally don't allow us to integrate it, and we need to command that, and also maybe just tell people why the magnetic and twisted body would be helpful.
Yeah, that the clearing realigns your invisible energetic body, and there's 108 of those, with your spirit. So it puts them back into alignment so that you can have your spirit come to you and help heal you with that clearing. So I guess I could do a couple of samples here of that. We'll just see if you can feel it. Do you have a number for body number there?
Yeah, let's do number 40.
Okay, so 40. And not knowing, we don't really have them categorized as far as what number is for which body. So this will just be number 40 body, whatever it's doing for you. Here we go. Remember, it's like one of the puzzle pieces that makes you up. So here we go. Releasing the energies from that are preventing that body from being in proper orientation and alignment with your spirit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, that one's good. And what's the next one?
Let's see. Let's do 80.
80, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That one's a little, has a little more work done that's needed here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, there we go. That one feels good now. And you might want to get up, walk around, and just see if you see or sense a subtle change in your body movements. So back to you.
Yes, great, Ron. And I feel like when you do samples, if you feel affected by the sample that you know that we just experienced, that might be a good healing for you to purchase and do more thoroughly. So someone wrote in to say, wouldn't those vanity plates, like the ones we were discussing, the black and yellows in California, wouldn't they likely make you a bit of a target? That might be true. Like you get noticed more.
Yeah, more than likely, yes. I wonder if they're getting an old license plate they had in the past and putting that on a newer car. So, I don't know. So very interesting.
Yeah. Okay, and back to the natal barcode. Could you use, take the date and consecutively crash each year? Like we do in the timeline crash. So, yeah, definitely you can, I would say. Right, Ron?
Yeah, I think so.
Like you could put in, the year, this date and the year you were born. I was born 1980, so this date, 1980, then 81, and keep going.
Yeah, you could probably do that, yeah. Uh-huh. And maybe you want to do it both directions, too. I think that clearing does that. It goes from front to back and back to front.
Right, which is, it's great. And other people have suggested, and I do this now, you can open the two windows at the same time. And okay, let me go back here. We have some more testimonials. This is about, we actually have two. Oh, no, here's another one on the skeletal call. Thank you for the beautiful, powerful healing energies sent to me for my old bones as I journeyed across South Wales on a train. I could really feel it circulating in my deep skeletal structure. Feel stronger, less bowed me over, could have blown me over with a feather, and less wobbly. Blessings to you and all. So thank you very much for sending that in. So I don't know what time of day it is, and that's the UK, but this person was, they got the benefit of a call, whether they were actually listening or not.
Okay. Yeah, what if the name, you said South Wales. I wonder if Wales is actually meaning there was Wales in that area. Maybe there was Northern Wales and Southern Wales. I don't know. I'm just curious.
Yes, I don't know.
Got selected, you know?
Right.
We'll have some information coming. And maybe there's no whales now, you know? I don't know.
Well, we know the poor whales have been, overly caught and fished, but yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a testimonial about the 7-hour Sunday call. And a reminder, Ron does this every month. He does 3 Sunday 7-hour calls. And there will be one this Sunday, I believe. Let me just make sure that I'm saying the right thing here. And you are welcome to still join Ron. Yes, the 25th, it will be the third of the 3 February 7-hour calls, and you're still welcome to join Ron on that call. All the information is on his website right at the top. You just click on that, and you'll find out about it. So, and it's 7 hours of healing on Creation Lightship with Ron, and it's a wonderful experience. So somebody wrote, Ron, I am so grateful I was on the Sunday call. The healing energy was amazing. When Ron brought in the healing silver and gold showers, I felt it was deeply cleansing and felt so fresh and clean and energized afterward. I had pains in my neck and shoulders and ankles before the call, but after the pin removals, all the pain was gone. This was truly a blessing to all of us on the call. I am so grateful to have found Ron and CLS. Thank you, Ron, for all you do for us.
Great.
Yeah, that was...
I haven't had any pin calls recently, so I'm doing those a lot of times on the Sunday calls to help the people, you know, that are on those calls to have some more pin removals. So this is
yes,
a bonus.
And you, that was wonderful, Ron. And I remember most, all, as this person said, that when you took the pins out of our neck, that was so great. And you did a lot with color this past Sunday, and I'd forgotten that, too, until this listener reminded me, and you were putting us in different colored showers, and that was really beautiful. It felt really good. Okay. Another testimonial about the 7-hour call. In a general way, these 7-hour calls are always exactly what I need, even if I don't know it, even if I'm only able to participate in part of the call, I always feel better for it. The weekly visits to the lightship have had a very peaceful impact on my mental and physical health, and I would recommend them to anyone. I usually sleep better after participation and feel less aches and pains throughout my body. The charged water always lifts my energy and makes me feel wonderful. I really feel like I'm operating at much closer to full capacity, or as they say, firing on all cylinders. It is a great way to unwind after a busy week, and I always notice that I can face Monday with a more peaceful and positive attitude. I truly appreciate the opportunity to have this healing work available and always notice a difference if I'm not able to get on the calls.
That's great.
So definitely it's very important that everybody know that you can be absentee on the calls. Once you pay, Ron knows that you're on there. And someone's asking, in fact, can they come on the second one absentee? So, of course, we've answered that question. You definitely may. And, okay. Oh, so also, Ron, I wanted to mention that on Saturday night, somebody wrote in asking for you to extend or add to, I think, the brain call, the nervous system. And that's a very good idea. But I also just wanted to point out or let people know, in case they don't already know, that you have a clearing called the circulation system clearing. Let me just get the full title here in 1 second. And it's only a $100 clearing, and then $150 to make it unlimited, which is very worth it. It is called the circulatory system healing. Oh, blood and circulatory system healing. And you can clear the nervous system on there. And it's a really thorough, I think, one of the best additions to our healing repertoire. It is... The circulatory system is one part, and the second part is the muscular system. Then the third part is the nervous system, the fourth is the bone and skeletal system, and the fourth is the lymphatic system. And under each of those categories of body systems, you clear, one, alien implants, and obstructions removal from the system and blood. Step 2, golden heart light infusion. Step 3, golden blood light infusion. And step 4, spirit integration. So I just wanted to be sure that everyone knew about this wonderful healing because that's really does a lot. I think that's one of the first really physically oriented clearings you brought out, Ron, that really hit the body hard.
Yeah, that's good. Yep.
And then we talked about a few whole life healings over the past several shows, and I thought that it might be great to do some samples with the same thought that perhaps people will realize if they feel good from a sample, they might need to buy it as a whole life healing to get things over. So would you like to do some sample healings for us, Ron?
Sure. So what would you like to do?
How about the victim body?
Okay, so two ways to look at this. You could be a victim right now and not know it because your psychic billboard's allowing you to transmit that to people. So you could be, you know, in that mindset of other people as being a victim. Or you could look at a time in your life where maybe you were a victim and you think you're no longer there, but that energy is still connected with you. So either way would work. So I think you might have, you probably feel more typically if you used to be a victim. This is a body sensation, and now you're no longer that. And you could feel that old energy leave you. Whereas if you're a victim now, it's probably, you know, integrated very heavily with you. And you may need to do the whole lifetime clearing to do that. So you may not feel too much going on. But it's your choice. So here we go. I'm going to count to 20 to release you being a victim. And you can think of a situation where that's a possibility for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There we go. That's released. So next one, Ann.
The anger body.
Okay, so you probably want to think of the last time that you became angry, and we'll clear that from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay, that's released.
And the grief clearing.
Okay, so here we go. Think of a time that you had a situation with grief. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. That was really terrific. So somebody, thank you for doing that. So we would love, as always, to hear from people if they experience some release or relief from those samples that Ron did. We'd love to hear about that. Somebody wrote in whale, like W-H-A-L-E, which is the mammal. Wales, the country, W-A-L-E-S, or wailing, like moaning and crying, wailing. So many homonyms, yes, and possibly things that people need to clear. I guess we could clear all the words, Ron. We could just get the dictionary out and start clearing everything.
Yeah, and but what's good to do is to use the energy of the words before and after what you have there. How did I grab this line here? Hang on, maybe you could talk for a minute.
Sure. Okay, I want to remind everybody, too, I was talking before about the Sunday calls, but also tomorrow at 5:30, if you have not ever experienced a live healing call where you pay $20 and you get a phone-in number and then a PIN code to call, and Ron is on the line, and he directs healings for everybody. And as a listener a couple of weeks ago so beautifully put it, they are each directed at something. For instance, the Tuesday one, which is 5:30 p.m., is the cording removal call. And Ron is removing cords from us. However, so much more happens and so many more healings take place than just the surface thing that's described that he's going to work on. So it's for $20, it's a wonderful experience. And then on Also for $20 on Thursday, he removes clone bodies from us. On Fridays, he removes entities. The Wednesday call is a water activation for 7 days, and that call actually costs $30. But again, all of this information and how to sign up and everything is right on Ron's website.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. Okay. Okay, someone's saying, yes, they already knew about the circulatory system clearing, and it has a skeletal system on it, but Ron was doing was so special. That's true. So even though you have, they're saying, even though you have that clearing online, the special to be on live with you or absentee is so that's more special to do it with you. People who have nervous system diseases, they cannot be, oh, I don't know what that means. Okay, it would be good for people that have diseases to, of the nervous system or whatever. I see what they're saying. They're saying if you have a disease of the nervous system, it would be really nice for you, Ron, to do a nervous system live healing call, even though you already have it on that healing. And we do have that on the list. We are keeping a list of people's suggestions, Ron, for special calls for you to do. And so we'll keep that the person saying they think the nervous system is worthy of you doing a special call for it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so we'll put that. I know the brain, there's the third part of the brain healing is I think next on the list, and once that gets scheduled, we'll let everybody know. We have a healing request, Ron. Could you please do a neck or shoulders pin release?
Well, I'll do one for the neck here, and we'll see what happens. Remember, you could have, 100 of these things attached to you. I can get rid of a few of them here, so we'll see what happens. So pins being released out of your neck. I'll count to 30 to release what I can. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. So it feels like maybe you had maybe between 2 to 4 pins being released during that process. Let's see how your neck is working now. Back to you.
Okay, here's I'm so glad this came up because I forgot to say when you call in now on to come on to any of Ron's live healing calls, about a half an hour before the call starts, there'll be a recording of the 12 source energies, and Ron has generously said that while that is playing, you may request a personal healing even before the call starts. So it serves a few purposes. It sort of brings peace to everyone and relaxation before the call starts so they're ready, but also starts your connection, you know, to source energy. So this is the second time this question's been asked. If they come on the call, and it starts, it's at, say, 7 source energies or the second source energy. Does that matter? Is it less effective if you don't go from 1 to 12 in order?
Well, you're just getting a sampling of an energy that's inside of your body because you're created from the 12 source energies. So each one is bringing you peace energy.
Right.
So some people relate more to a number than, you know, other numbers. And then once you have that, maybe you're missing part of that energy or something. And then once you have it, you probably won't feel that lack of that energy in you because it's already filled up. So it just depends, you know, how you like that. And if you want to have more of them or not, we do have a recording with all 12 in case you come
right
on maybe 5 minutes before the call or not. So it's just a way that you can get more peace energy to you before the call starts.
Yes.
So back to you,
Ann. And, right. And if someone comes on 10 minutes before the call starts, they're not going to hear all 12 source energies, but nothing will be lacking for them everyone is getting source energy.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
So, and also you can listen to that on your own anytime. Ron has made that what's the word? An unlimited thing for us to receive that wonderful blessing from. So you can play that all day long on your own if you'd like to anytime.
What you could do too is, you know, you could just play that little clip for yourself. I don't know what the length of time is on it, but just do that in place of, you know, if you're calling in, then just maybe turn your volume down. And we'll just say that you want to hear it twice, all the energies twice. So just find out how long that little clip would be and just keep playing it. And know that I'll come on probably within a minute or two before the call starts, typically. And, you know, have your speaker on, say, a minute before the call starts. And then you can turn your 12 source energies off, and we'll start off with the call that way. So back to you.
Right. Great. We have another request for a sample, Ron. I don't know if you've ever done this one on the radio show before, the family imprint clearing.
I don't know. Let's, you probably want to look at a situation that, you know, your family gave to you. It's more like energetic cordings or maybe even like mannerisms or something. So it could even be some type of words that you say. So here we go. It's up to you to look at something, how you got imprinted with some kind of information. I'll release what you're thinking of. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There we go. Remember a long time ago, going a little bit sideways, but this, I don't know when it was. It may have been when they had the switchboard operator. So we'll just say, you know, maybe, I don't know when that was, 50s, I guess, maybe. And so this one person was talking to me, and he says, yeah, my mother used to be a switchboard operator. And so typically they would say, number please. So she changed hers to piece of cheese. So somebody would call her, you know, and she'd say, piece of cheese. And they wouldn't know that it wasn't number please. So I guess maybe their whole group was doing that, wherever she was, just to have jokes on people, you know, to see if they understood that she said the wrong word, but it'd probably just naturally be on a routine of a program, you know, to say what phone number they wanted. So, piece of cheese, everybody. Back to you.
Okay. Somebody wrote in, and thank you very much, for me to clarify that the Wednesday call is not only water, and that is very true. It is an hour and a half, Ron usually does, and it's also healing on Creation Lightship. On all of those weekday calls, we are bilocated to Creation Lightship for physical healing. So actually, as valuable and wonderful as it is to get the water containers charged for the coming week, that is only a small part of the call. So yes, thank you very much. And then they also want to just say to check, like I was saying, go on one call for $20. And I still think that's a wonderful idea if you haven't experienced the Creation Lightship healings yet. It's a wonderful way to get your toe wet. But this person is saying, and it's true, if when you go into Ron's page, you'll see that there's a monthly discount, and then Ron generously gives a lot of different discounts. So it's worth taking your time to check that and check the bundles and everything. So thank you, listener, for sending that in. And, oh, and someone is saying thank you for allowing us to run the whole life clearings on our pets. So if people were not aware of that, any whole life healing you've purchased for yourself, you can run also for your pet. So this person is asking, should we put our own name first and then the pet's name, or just put the name of the pet? And thank you.
Yeah, just the name of the pet. And then you could even get a picture of them and put the picture facing your monitor screen. So back to you.
Okay. Here. Oh, okay. So, yeah, thank you for writing in, people. Let's see. What else could we do as a sample, Ron? Just trying to, oh, we're coming almost, wow, this show is going very, very fast.
Well, I can take away an implant out of one of your temples.
Ooh,
so
that's
decide
nice.
The temple you want it out of. Left one or right one. And here we go. And taking this one away. I'll count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, it's out. And we'll see if you have any comments on that.
That's great, Ron. And I remember many times you've actually done this on shows, but you haven't done it in a while, that you've released a cord from someone touching us. Could you do that?
Yeah, I can do that, sure. So typically people shake hands, so that would be maybe your right hand. We'll see what happens here. So we'll get the energy off your hand of the last person that touched you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A lot of energy there. I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, let me wiggle your hand, your fingers, and just see if you have a little more freedom, movement. Maybe it feels lighter. Maybe it even looks lighter. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ron. It's really great when you do the samples on these shows, and Ron has always said that they'll work at least 3 times for us when we listen to the archives, which are such a good idea. Okay. Suggestion to repeat a past conference call. You had done at my suggestion about cultural and country born into, but I know you offered cultural enslavement as a bonus, as nowadays sovereignty versus globalism is being disputed in world politics. Okay, I'm a little lost there. I think they're asking to repeat the cultural enslavement healing call. And if there's more there that you wanted to share, maybe you could send that in again. Okay.
And we also have the slavery call. Well, it's not a call, but it's on the website. So you may want to do slavery. And actually, maybe IQ and education.
Right.
So I think it's called cultural enslavement. And I don't know if that's the cultural one, or if there's a slavery call that's independent. I don't remember. But back to you.
You mean slavery healing, you mean?
Not a call. Be a whole lifetime clearing, yes.
Yeah, I think there is. I'm looking right now. Yes, there's a whole life slavery clearing, as well as the 7 generations. So if you have had slavery in your background, that's probably really important, even if in this lifetime you're not a slave. I don't know. Maybe we all have been slaves in the past and would be good for everybody.
Yeah, definitely probably would, yes.
Okay. Maybe we could do some removing orbs, Ron. That always feels good for people. I know on Saturday night we had an email about creepy businessmen. So we did the colors I associate anyway with men in business suits. But maybe we could do, I don't know, how about baby nursery colors like yellow, blue, and pink or something.
Okay. So here we go. Releasing the yellow orbs from you that are attached to your skin. And they can even be internal energies too, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And what's the next color, Ann, you'd like to have?
Pink.
Okay, here we go, pink. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then you want a blue?
And blue.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. See if your body feels different.
Do you think those orb energies are attracted to certain colors? So, for instance, if you have a nursery, you have a baby and you have a nursery with those colors or whatever colors, those orbs might come to those colors more? Or does that have nothing to do with it?
Boy, I don't know. It's a good question, but I just don't know.
Or if you, like, wear a certain color, ugh. It's horrible to even think about it.
Yeah. Have an orb party, huh?
Yeah. All right. So is there anything else, Ron, you want to share about this coming Saturday so people understand exactly what you're going to be doing and how valuable a clearing that's going to be?
Boy, it's sort of self-explanatory, so... I guess the answers in the question, there'll just be a call about, your ligaments, tendons, and cartilage. So we'll be helping you with that if there's a concern that you have and working throughout your body. That's what the call is going to be about. And then you're going to have time also to zero in on something that maybe we didn't cover or you need additional assistance there. So that way you're not left out in case you go, oh, Ron didn't cover this here. You know, I got this problem here, and we only did it for 10 minutes, and I needed to have another 30 minutes on it or something. So you will have your own time to work on it. Remember also that you're still talking to the light beings, and even though the call ends whenever it ends, you're still being worked with a lot of times, because you're in communication with the light beings, and they're out of time. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, and I know I just said this, but I'm writing everything down now that I want the light beings to know about and work on, and it feels safe to me and seems like more clarity to just have something written down and taped to my body. So are you, is it your suggestion, if you can't do another cultural enslavement or slavery clearing, are you suggesting that people run these as the whole life clearings to do it on their own?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Right. And I just wanted to say, too, you were saying that, you know, if you have a situation, but really... I feel like even if you're like really young and fit and athletic and healthy, that the skeleton call and the, you know, ligaments and joints and tendons and whatever else is still really good, because you're going to be still getting source energy there and powered up, and, you know, you'll be more fit and more healthy and strong and possibly alleviate any problems. You might even, you know, prevent an injury or that kind of thing. I don't think we need to think of it just as, oh, I'm old and rickety and I need this healed.
Yeah,
do you agree, Ron?
We have some of the people in the Olympics getting on the calls, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be, of course. You know, and sometimes I guess I'm kind of, you know, that's not even true, because I guess athletes, they end up having a lot of injuries, don't they, unfortunately? Probably maybe more than people that are more sedentary even. So.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's good for everybody. Okay. And somebody wrote in also about, this is good to clear up. We talked about how you can be absentee on the calls. And I just misplaced the exact wording on this message that someone sent me. But the gist of it is they were absentee, and I think they either forgot about putting out water or they just want to know, did their water get charged? But then they were out, and they said to themselves, oh, the water in my body will get charged. So if you could just talk about, like, for Saturday, for instance, if people are coming on the next skeleton call and they're absentee, should they put some water out for themselves and they can drink it when they come home?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Put your water out, and, you know, we normally do silver and gold, skin misting, maybe mouthwash, pain release. So those are pretty standard. May have water for you to have that evening, or sleeping water. And you may have water that you want to have charged up for a body condition. So you may want to get 5 to 6, 7 bottles out or containers and just mark them for what you want to have charged up on it. Even if I don't cover that issue, it will be charged for what you put down. So back to you.
Okay. Well, Ron, it is time to say goodbye, actually. The show is over already.
Yep. So we'll do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So you want to command your spirit out loud. And so by doing so, what you say is, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. Facilitate your thoughts going to your heart. So what? Here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. You should be heart-centered with no thoughts and being at peace. That's what it is. When you're in peace energy, you have no thoughts. And we'll see you later. Blessings. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.